Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I am very excited about this segment. It has been a long time in the planning, probably even well before I knew I was going to own a radio studio. I would like to welcome to the studio today two dear friends and a bonus friend who I'm sure will be somebody who I get to call friend going forward. Please welcome Gwen Gustafson.
Hello.
Did I do it right?
Gustafson.
I don't know why. Yeah, thank you for correcting me. And I've known you forever. I should have this down. Gwen Gustafson, owner and partner with Arizona Fun Services. Welcome, Gwen.
Thank you.
Welcome. Yeah. And on Gwen's guest form, it got cut off, so I only have Gwen Gus, G-U-S. I knew that wasn't right.
That was my dad's nickname, so
there you go.
Call me that if
maybe
you want.
He's here with us. Yeah, maybe. That's good. And Gwen, we have to thank for this opportunity to come together. One, we've known each other for a long time through Karen Joseph's Seven Group, all way back in the day. And then we've just stayed in connection. I know you've done a couple of workshops and retreats with me and become very fast and furious friends over the years. And then I think it was Dan, our studio ambassador, our intern, reached out on Alignable, which he was doing for me. And he doesn't know how well I know anybody, but I think that's where
By chance he did.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was on purpose.
Sorry.
Because we had just seen each other.
I know. I wish I could say, hey, Dan, make sure you reach out to Gwen on Alignable and get her on with us. But that's not how it went.
Sorry. So it was meant to be.
It was meant to be because we have talked about this. Yes. And this is a great opportunity to introduce Susan Worley as well, because we've been talking about that with all three of us when we've met for lunch or coffee
or
a little adult beverage here and there. And Susan is owner and coach with Live Well with Susan. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Karen.
I'm so thrilled to have you.
I'm thrilled to be here.
And we have, with the three of us, when we've connected, and there's been, you know, various people popping in and out of those conversations along with us, we've said, let's do a segment. And here we are.
Finally.
Yeah, it's been 2 years in the making, because that's how long I've had the studio, 2 years in June. But I am thrilled to hear what you're doing in your businesses, how you're networking, and you know, those kinds of suggestions we have for small and medium-sized business owners and folks who are in direct sales as well. So with us to tell the tale, Gwen was kind enough to include Stacy Williams, who is with the Arizona Credit Law Group, and Stacy's role over there is as Relationship Development Manager. Welcome, Stacy.
Thanks for having me.
We're thrilled to have you. Now, how do you fit into this mix?
Tempe Chamber.
Ah, the Tempe Chamber. I think we had Al out in the green. Yeah, that's okay. We had Al out in the green room letting me know that he knew all of you as well. So that's great. All right. So let's have a conversation about your businesses specifically so our listeners can get to know each of you. Susan, do you mind starting first? Tell us a little bit about you and your role with Juice Plus and what you're doing to help families and individuals and business owners get healthier.
Okay. It has become a passion over the last 9 years or so. Diagnosed with breast cancer in 2010, and it was kind of a 2x4 upside the head telling me that I needed to get healthier. And as I got healthier and found out more information, I wanted to share that information. So Live Well with Susan was kind of the product that came out of that. I've been certified as a health coach since 2014, and I use a nutritional product called Juice Plus as part of my toolkit, and I've been using that since 2012, both for my personal health and for my business. I love talking to people that either want to help get their families healthier or have had a health crisis that they're trying to overcome and get back to the business of living. So that's kind of that in a nutshell.
And you do workshops. You help folks one-on-one.
I do. I do one-on-one coaching. I like to sit down with families and have the conversation once rather than having to talk to mom and have it the mom white noise that is what everybody else in the family hears. So if they hear it from the third party, it gets a little bit more validated. But I do small group classes. I do lectures, anything to get the word out.
Love it. So you have been my Juice Plus rep for how, do you know how long?
A few years now, probably 3 or 4 years.
Maybe longer, actually. Mm-hmm. But I know we've had you come out to mother-daughter weekends when I was doing those retreats. And that's been at least, I want to say,
2012.
Yeah, I think it may be that
long. Thanks, Glenn. I think so, because Madison's now graduated from ASU, but it was well before she was
in high school at the time.
I think she was in high school. And so I used to host these mother-daughter weekend retreats, and Susan came out, and it was really one of our most favorite little opportunities, kind of a mini workshop within this retreat to really talk about health and wellness and eating healthy and clean.
And it was a good group of girls. They were really excited, and they were great about participating. And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So you do workshops of all sizes,
yes,
and are willing to customize, like in this example.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very good.
In fact, it's fun to do that, you know, kind of figure out what the environment looks like and what everybody's looking for.
Yes. So great. So if you're not familiar with Juice Plus, we'll make sure at the end of this segment that you connect with Susan and learn more. It has been a saving grace. You mentioned your best breast cancer journey. I think I just saw it on Facebook. It's been 4 years for me when I had my scare with cancer. Mm-hmm. I had my radical hysterectomy and appendectomy, and it was a surprise. I know you both were in my life and very sweet to be praying for me and thinking about me about the time. But I know you and I spoke after that. Mm-hmm. And do you remember what I said about Juice Plus? I don't know if you'll recall.
Not off the top of my head. No.
I had thought that cutting that out of our budget was a wise decision. Right, I don't know, within a year of this this radical health issue started taking place, rearing its ugly head. And I'm now since back on it. Our whole family is. But I came to you and said, when we were ready to re-up, listen, I'm confident that this was a contributing factor to my health and well-being, and when I stopped taking it, to my backwards fall, as it would be, because I wasn't eating the right fresh fruits and vegetables to the degree that I needed to be. Mm-hmm. And my Juice Plus, I always could rely on knowing that that was there for me.
So as we get into the conversation here a little bit, let me follow on with a story from the Juice Plus conference that I just came back from, with a story that relates to that.
All right. So let's all hold each other accountable. That Susan will share that story with us. I'm sure we'll come back to it. Gwen, Fun Services, you were just out at our Chandler American Little League opening day for the second year in a row as a sponsor. And we want to thank you with awesome bounce houses,
yes,
and fun. And so tell us a little bit about your company, because you are to me, a Tempe legacy.
Oh, wow.
I
actually started Arizona Fund Services with my family in 1986. So we bought it from the previous owners. So I've been here since then, 33 years. We've been in the building we're in now on Broadway since 91. So we started as a carnival company, school carnival company, actually. So we're
going to say, I was thinking carnies,
yeah,
and
we're carnies,
clowns,
no,
and lions,
yeah,
but school carnival,
but
sure.
So the school carnivals, and then we do company picnics, corporate events, sponsor like you. We like to do the bounce houses for the Chandler Little League. Is it North Chandler Little League?
We're Chandler American.
Chandler American. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry.
We play against Chandler
North.
Okay, when it comes to, yeah, the
rivalry.
The All-Stars, yeah.
But then when we took it over, the previous owner had started a little costume shop kind of situation, but we grew that into a huge costume shop with all the accessories, masks. We have a huge theatrical makeup case.
Yep. Right there. I'm giving her cues, like, get right in front of that microphone. Yeah, we want to hear.
Sorry. Masks, makeup, wristbands, tickets. We sell prizes in the back room. So we have a huge amount of things.
How big is your store? It's huge.
Not big enough. I don't
know. The building itself is 13,500 square feet. And the store itself, I think, is about 50%, probably 7,000 to 8,000 square feet.
Yeah, and it's so
fun.
Right? How much, or what is your saying?
We sell fun. How much do you want?
Yeah, how much do you want? I love that. I think I probably botched it when I did a little post on behalf of Chandler American Little League, but I get the idea, right? You are the fun girl for sure. And your partner, got to give a shout out to him.
Tariq Cheney.
Yeah. So great. He's the one who's come to help set up for us a couple
of times.
He
sets up all the events, make sure that everybody's happy with the events. Does a great job. Hard worker.
And it's amazing to me when we talk about Fun Services and I'm referring you out, that not everybody in Tempe knows you're there.
Right.
For years, at least when I was in high school, back at McClintock, 83, you were, you know, fund services, right. Not you specifically, but fund services, where, yeah, fund services where is where we went for everything. Those school carnivals, student yes. council, cheerleading, whatever, the, you know, football team, we were there to get everything that we needed. So I'm always surprised when businesses and or families and schools aren't familiar with you. And I think part of that is because some of these larger corporations, these national corporations, right. like the Spirit Store,
right.
or Party City or Party Universe, some of right. those stores, they have such massive marketing budgets. They come swooping in and people are familiar with that because we see it on TV and all right, that sort of right. thing. But you're still our place
local.
Of choice.
Yes, yes, local.
Yeah. And on that note, you are also a member of Local First Arizona.
Correct.
Which is the last time we got to see each other.
Yes.
We were at an event at the Summit.
Business Summit, yes. Mm-hmm. That was an awesome event.
It was a fantastic yes. event, yes. And for those of our listeners who are not familiar with Local First, it's really all around, like the title says, keeping money here locally mm-hmm. and supporting business owners who really are flying solo and here born and raised in Arizona and not giving it to the big box companies.
Right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
What have we missed? I kind of got carried away in joining you and celebrating your business, but you've described the different products and services that you have. Mm-hmm. What else didn't we think to include in a brief summary?
Oh, we do. Fund Services originated the Holiday Gift Shop program, which is...
Speak to that.
That is, it's a program with the elementary schools where we provide gifts for the students to buy during the holiday season. And Fund Services originated that in 1968.
And I remember as a grade mm-hmm. school kid about that time, and I don't know if it was fun services or who it was, but that was one of my favorite things was to go into the little in-school store right around the holiday time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And bring my little purse, right? Those little yes. clip purses and remember what gift I was going to buy for mom and for dad. Is that what we're talking
yes,
about?
Yes. And we originated it. So it would have had to have been fun services that provided it that you actually shopped at.
So much pride.
Yes.
In being able to shop as
and
a young
I still,
kid.
When I deliver to the schools and I get to go into the classrooms with the kids, that's my favorite part. Watching them shop is precious.
It's a big deal. It's amazing. A big deal for a kid that age mm-hmm. to pick out a special gift, regardless of how much it's worth. Just that time to select something special for family members and friends. I never realized that Fund Services was the creator of that yes. opportunity.
And they learn.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? They're Very learning good. How to budget. They're learning economics, all that kind of thing, just by going to shop in this little store in the school.
Yeah, love it. Stacy, tell yes. us about Arizona Credit Law Group.
So Arizona Credit Law Group has been a consumer rights law firm that is based right here in Tempe. We are local, right off of Baseline and Rural. They specialize in helping people that have credit challenges. So pretty much anything that would happen, because life happens. So we understand it's not really, we do it in a place where it's judgment-free. We think we do a couple of things. We advocate for our clients that are dealing with creditors, dealing with the harassing phone calls, dealing with not knowing how to navigate through, even being responsible to deal with credit issues that had them fall behind, life issues that had them fall behind on credit. So we kind of help them, let them know that we're a resource here locally and that you do have alternatives. So if you are experiencing debt, student loans, medical collections, that in some cases we're the first stop before you decide, you know, do you want to file bankruptcy? So there's some steps beforehand that you can actually take. We believed in advocating for our clients so that they have that resource. The second thing is that we literally believe in education. We believe in taking the time to educate you of your own financial situation because it's different for everyone. And in doing that, we like to keep it affordable. So for $25, you can get 45 minutes with any of the attorneys in our office to go over your whole financial
That's
situation.
Huge.
We think so. We're not here to create any additional financial hardship. So we want to make sure that people know that for that amount of cost, you can sit down with an attorney to say, yes, you know, you are actually on the right track. You know, you're paying your bills, you are doing the best that you can. Or, you know what, there's additional help that we can provide. We can negotiate these settlements down for you. We can actually see if the debt is still a viable debt and just kind of walk through those aspects of it. And then the other thing is that we take action. A lot of people deal with credit agencies. They hear it on the radio, like you talked about, big box distributors, right? Mm-hmm. So we hear all these things, you know, from, you know, Lexington Law, not taking anything away from them, but we hear all these other credit agencies out there. But the difference is they're not a law firm and they don't have the same fiduciary responsibility to perform. In our cases, we have to answer to a bar and an association. So we want to make sure that what we say we can do, we are doing. So we really pride ourselves on being able to take action and changing how our normal consumer view attorneys. Like, we are very accessible. Our attorneys are really, really big on educating. Like, you walk away with so much information, especially small business owners. A lot of times they come in and they come in for their personal issue, but we really can help them navigate through some business issues and put them on track where they want to be as far as their financial goals in the future, establishing business credit, et cetera.
Wow.
All for $25.
That's for $25 for the initial conversation, right?
Yes.
Where there's no pressure.
Absolutely.
It's just a conversation to help people understand how the situation they're in, whether
exactly.
It's positive or there's room for improvement or holy cow, we need to help up level and shift you. And then after that, depending on where somebody lands, you guys can offer more help.
Yes. Most of the times those are always going to be on a flat fee service.
Sure.
So whatever they get quoted at the time, if they decide to become a client and engage us and hire us. And at that point, we usually break those, even those flat fee services are broken down into affordable monthly payments.
Oh my gosh. And you said it earlier, you really don't want to add more burden, financial burden to somebody who's already going through a difficult time.
Absolutely. We're here to be the answer for them.
Yeah. So we have Marie Burns with Paper Lifesavers. She's starting her show here. She got a grant from W Women Foundation, I think. Oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed that I can't remember. Women's Enterprise Foundation. She's going to be doing a 6-month pilot on financial literacy. And
awesome.
We had her on just a couple weeks ago as a co-host with me on just a house show, which is what we're doing right now. And we talked about financial literacy. This is Financial Literacy Month, which I know you're nodding your head, you're aware of. And it is so important for us to become better stewards of our money. I know, Susan, you and I have had this conversation one-on-one because I haven't always been the best steward. And I feel like I've passed that on to my kiddos who are now in their early 20s. And I'm like saying, listen, go find somebody who knows more about financial literacy and managing your money and preparing for a house purchase, those sorts of things. Don't look at your dad and I. We haven't
Absolutely.
Been the greatest examples, right? We're still trying to figure it out as business owners and having made mistakes and a divorce in the middle of that. So I love that we're having this conversation. All the services that Arizona Credit Law Group offers, you mentioned credit repair, debt consolidation, bankruptcy, estate planning. Wow.
Yes.
And not just the small business owner. If I work for a larger corporation, I could sit down and have a meeting with you. So it's not just for small business owners. It's really for our community at large.
Community at large. Absolutely.
And, yeah. And how did you land there? What is your background? She smiles. Oh, I can't wait. I'm strapping
That's
in my seatbelt. I want to hear this.
It kind of segues in how I was able to meet Gwen. I actually moved here from California about 5 years ago.
Where?
Southern California,
okay.
Menifee, Temecula area.
Okay.
Moved here from California with my fiance at the time, who is now my husband, to open up a mortgage lending branch. When we did our grand opening, we reached out locally because that's the mindset behind what we did as far as our company. So we reached out. That was my opportunity when I met Gwen over at Arizona Fund Services. She came out and helped navigate through coordinating. We had a casino theme grand opening.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, it was massive. Tempe Chamber was involved. Some of even the West Valley. We had Mayor Meck from West Valley to come out. So we were really just really happy to engage the community and the staples in the community. So that's when I met Gwen and formed a friendship.
Instantly.
Well, how do you not do that with Gwen? Seriously,
exactly.
How do you not do that with Gwen?
I think that one hour meeting was like 3 hours.
It was. Yeah. Right. So it was amazing. And 5 years later, fast forward, I also met Rochelle Poulton, who's also a Tempe Chamber member, and she's the owner and attorney at law for Arizona Credit Law Group. And in dealing with her, our referral partnership just was pretty much a seamless. It made sense, right? I ran credit reports, she fixed credits. And so in that, we established a relationship. So when this opportunity came for her to kind of expand her footprint, she was doing a lot of the networking personally and really just wanted to give her more liberty to do a lot more education. She's in the process of writing a consumer rights textbook for ASU and just giving her some more room to do some of the things that were bigger on her vision for the company. She brought me in, seeing that I had some background in lending. I did. I was a mortgage lender, branch manager, and sales manager for over 10 years.
Wow!
So my specialty was down payment assistance. So I really was really big on making sure that the clients that I work with didn't have any hurdles as far as not having their down payment be their reason for not purchasing. Mm-hmm. If you had a job, you had the credit, then let's find the money that's available for you so that you can purchase a home. And I helped over 100 families get over $2.1 million in grant money or financing so that they can purchase homes. So
it's got to feel great knowing that you've helped that many people.
Exactly. There's no reason for people that they shouldn't have a home ownership. But like you said, it's not a conversation that happens often when it comes to financing or finances in general. A lot of times that's not an everyday conversation. I think a lot of people feel ashamed about mm-hmm. their current position. And if we're not making millions or if we don't feel that we're where we need to be with that salary, you just really kind of, I call it the ostrich syndrome. You just kind of put your head in the ground and hope it gets better, but that's not really the best approach. So with Rochelle and I having that in common, it made a seamless fit for me to be the person to help herald her message and let people know that we're here and that we're a resource.
And you've been with them how long then?
10 months.
Oh, yay. So almost a year.
Almost a year.
Now she says that with this beautiful smile and this giggle, so much pride in what you're doing right now.
Absolutely.
Congratulations. And I'm sure they feel the same way. I'm sure they love having you on board.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're glad that that partnership happened.
Yeah. And so you mentioned education. How do we help get the word out that you have? I know you mentioned obviously the one-on-one consultations, but do you do workshops and those sorts of things as well? Or is it typically one-on-one?
Right now, it's typically one-on-one because we're changing we took a shift in 2019 of how we would do the education process. Mm-hmm. But we will get you information because we will be hosting a couple of webinars. Right now, you can go to www.azclg.com to pick up any videos. We do what we call frequently asked questions, and we do that every Friday. So every Friday, there'll be some kind of information that Rochelle puts out. It's about anywhere from a 2 to 3 minute video on stuff to questions on how to protect your child's credit, how to unfreeze your credit report, just simple things. What is a FICO credit score and understanding it. So we put those out every Friday. So those are available now. We also are on Facebook and social media, Instagram, but we also are, again, we're really excited about it. We're going to be putting out in the near future webinars that'll come out quarterly that people can access, again, to the general public that people can access. They'll have a Q&A forum, but also it'll have a topic, whether it's on bankruptcy, whether it's on what to do after divorce. And then obviously, you know, get some feedback from our community on things that they would like to hear more information on.
Oh, very exciting. So definitely educating in a big way and making it readily available for folks wherever they are.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very good. You do webinars too, don't you, Susan?
I haven't done one yet.
Okay.
No, it's on my list of things too.
You know what I think I'm referring to are some of your fun challenges that you've done on social media. That you do those, right?
I do.
Do you have one that you can speak of, one you've done recently or kind of a get clean, right. Cut out sugar?
So the Juice Plus company sponsors a program called the Shred 10. So for 10 days, you're shredding bad habits. You're getting them out of your life as much as possible. And you do what you can. Some shreds are better than others. Some are more compliant than others. So I have had some where there is no way I'm giving up my coffee for these 10 days. There are others where I am fully compliant. And at the end of the 10 days, I'm a little less with the brain fog, a little less with the muffin top. Have a little bit more energy. I'm sleeping better. So I just do what I can. Usually it starts the first Monday of the month, and just for 10 days, eating clean, taking the Juice Plus products, trying to do about 2 shakes a day, exercising most days, trying to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night, trying to minimize stress, eliminating caffeine and alcohol, which are sometimes the critical pieces of it. The millennials are actually the ones that started the Shred 10 because it was a 30-day program. And they're like, we can only give up alcohol for one weekend.
So. I can commit for a weekend, right? But after that, forget it. Right. But that's great because, again, social media is such a great way to get people involved and share their journey. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, it's really positive. Other times, it's like, help me. And then you've got that accountability piece that shines through.
We do a Facebook accountability group. There are usually exercises posted every day. And, you know, why do we do this? Why do we do that? You know, little blurb on that each day. And it's a place where people can go, I'm having a real struggle with, you know, giving up carbs, you know, giving up gluten, whatever. So everybody will chime in with a little support there. Mm-hmm. And we usually, our last probably 6 months worth of shreds, we've had over 100 people in the Facebook support group. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. And many of which that haven't come necessarily as a client of yours. Or a consumer of Juice Plus specifically, but that's one way to get them involved.
Absolutely.
It's a lot like your education, right? To be able to let people know, hey, we're here. Here's a free webinar. Here's a little information, a tip on Friday, I think you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we're the same way, right? This guest experience is a free complimentary experience because we want you to come and experience what Business Radio is all about. And then our revenue is a whole different conversation. But I'm pleased to see business owners more and more doing that because it's all around giving first and giving always. And then where the business lands, we know it and can trust it can land. I know Fund Services, you guys are the same way. You're oftentimes a sponsor where it's an in-kind donation, not all the time, but when it fits for you, you can do that. And you've got a lot of schools and organizations and associations that keep coming back year after year, don't they?
Yes.
How great is that? And the Tempe Chamber for you has been a really neat connection. Has it been 4 years that you've been a real active member yet? Has it been that long yet?
Yes. Well, 5 years.
Has it been 5 years?
This is our 5th year. Yes, yes.
And you yourself, I remember when you joined the chamber.
Yes.
Right? You did the ribbon cutting and then you quickly advanced into leadership roles. Ambassador.
And then I was ambassador chair for 2 years. And that was awesome because then you get to go meet a lot of new business owners. And it's just fun. You know, it's fun to welcome people into the community and just learn what everybody does. And I, before I joined the Tempe Chamber, unbelievable what's in Tempe that I didn't even know existed.
Well, to my point about Fund Services, right? Until you're connected with the business community, especially through the chamber, how would you know about all these opportunities, especially as a busy business owner where you spend most of the time head down working on creating, you know, what you need to create to grow your business?
So it's been amazing. I love it. I love the Tempe Chamber. It's just awesome. The people in the chamber itself, the staff, it's great.
Yeah. And you and Susan, how did you guys meet through Seven as well?
Yep.
Seven. Yeah. Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Karen was on with us. Not too long ago, we did a LinkedIn local segment and she got to be on with us, which was a lot of fun. Yeah. Seven was a blast. It was my early networking days when I had left education. And at the time, I can't remember what...
Synergy Queen.
Probably. Not their daughter weekends. Who knows? So, you know, for anybody who knows me, I've had different evolutions of my entrepreneurial self. Yes, I think I have finally landed this beautiful culmination of everything that I've done professionally really kind of comes to a crescendo through the Business Radio X opportunity, which is really cool. But yes, it's, you know, I'm one of those people who are very visible. Hey, changing again. my first name and last name, well, my last name changed, but my first name's never changed. But what I'm doing and how I'm showing up in the world has had different versions of it. So let's talk a little bit about networking, because that's really how we've all connected.
Right.
And I know that each of you have made this a very important part of your career development as well as professional development. And Stacey, you mentioned that when you guys moved to Arizona, it sounds like you knew that in order to land on the map, you had to connect with the right people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about that when you think from a business perspective or a marketing perspective? Is there some thoughts you'd have around, you know, transitional networking, if someone's new to the area, what would you recommend that who should they connect with?
I think the local chamber absolutely would be the first starting point. It's the easiest to navigate through their whole goal is to make sure that business owners, small business owners, and individuals are connecting. So especially if you don't know what to do or where to start, that would be the best. Even if you're a general consumer and you want to figure out who to use for roofing or who do you call for childcare, usually those are going to be more vetted. The chamber has kind of validated the quality of business that's going to be there. So I think it's the first starting point. And obviously from there, you can have other groups, like you mentioned, Seven, BNIs, and some other groups that you can fall into. But I think if you really don't know where to start, that's a good starting point.
And they can help direct you to some of the other organizations and associations that you'd want to connect with. But that's really, I think, the first great hub. And Tempe's chamber has such magnetism to it, right? So MAC 6, where the studio is located, Kyle serves on the board. That's the first time this year with Ravine. We've had Ravine on a show with us, who we love.
The Daba.
Yes. Daba Restaurant.
Yes.
And MAC 6 was also voted, I believe it was the small business owner or something
small
like that.
Small
business of the year.
Yes.
For 2018.
Yes.
Yes. So we're very happy to be in alignment with the Tempe Chamber. And I've had a chance to speak to the women's groups a couple of times. So we love our Tempe Chamber.
Yes, we do.
So how critical is it, and any one of you can speak to this, how critical is it to build build relationships when you are a business owner?
That's the first thing that needs to happen. It's all about building relationships. People, I think the phrase is people need to know, love, and trust you to be able to spend money with you, and especially to be able to refer their friends and family, people that they love, and know that you will take care of them in the manner that they would take care of them.
Mic drop, we're done. So beautifully said. No, I agree. Anything to add to that?
Well, I was going to say also through the networking, you meet people that are there for you to lean on. It's not easy running a business, for sure.
The support itself.
The support. You don't always think of everything. So you can be talking to someone and they say something into you, you know, speak into you, and you're just like, oh, never thought of it that way. Now my life's easier. So it's good to have the support system as well.
And I think that kind of networking, the reason why it's foundational is because it's transitional. You talked about the evolution that you took. And I think if you're not around other like-minded individuals or individuals that can help you through that transition, that a lot is lost, because if you only look at what is your initial connect, you know, if you're in lending, you only think about realtors. If you're in medical, you only think about, you know, other practitioners. And sometimes you don't see the parallel connections. And I think that's what that transitional networking helps you to figure out.
Absolutely.
Like, no one would figure that, you know, being in lending, that Arizona Fund Services would be so pivotal in what we did and us making an impact. I mean, our grand opening was amazing.
I think
people still talk about it. They're like, oh, yeah. But it wouldn't have had the same impact had those connections not happen. And I think sometimes you cannot really see it because we're so focused and we're so single-minded on it. So when you network and have those other business partners there, you can have open up your horizon and your mind and what you can actually have access to.
Well, and your power partners can come from some areas that you don't normally consider.
Exactly.
Like, both of you would be power partners for me. You know, when I talk to somebody who has had a lot of stress in their life, you know, hey, go find some fun. And how are your finances? If that's stressing you out, I know the people that can connect and help with both of those.
Absolutely.
Things.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The introductions that we can provide for each other and the referrals, that word of mouth referral makes a big difference. When you, again, to your point, Susan, know, like, and trust someone, you want to make sure that your friends know about them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Very good. Tell me a little bit about the other business owners within the Tempe Chamber. What are some of the things that you love hearing from people when you're talking to them? Is it that you love hearing about their family? You love watching them succeed on a goal? You like to make those introductions for you personally and professionally? What's your greatest joy for those of you that are part of the Tempe Chambers? Gwen or Stacey?
I think my biggest thing is just knowing the people, learning who people are and getting to know them at the networking, and knowing their families. But also, yes, you want to see everybody succeed. And we can learn from each other. It doesn't matter who you are. And so I think that was one of the biggest things for me in the beginning, because I wasn't necessarily a huge networker.
But you're a great...
Was any of us?
Some people walk in, I think, fairly naturally.
The first time I had to do a 30-second commercial, I was like, no, you're not going to make me do that. But okay, so now we've gotten that. But you learn from others, and everybody encouraged me to do better. You know,
it's a safe place to learn, isn't it?
You know your business. And, you know, I can remember I was in one of my first Tempe Chamber meetings, and I said something like, well, you guys are all business owners, so you kind of know all that, how to navigate all that. And they're like,
Who are you?
What are you? Right. So, you know, you just don't know what you don't know, or you don't think, like you had said, you know, some people don't want to talk about their finances because they don't feel comfortable or whatever. Well, you can be comfortable. And so it's fun to meet people and feel comfortable with people and become family, really. I think the Tempe Chamber is like a family.
Did you go through the leadership program, Gwen? You went through something, though. What was
the mentorship?
The mentorship. Yes. Can you speak a little bit
with
to that?
With the Women in Business. That was, so I was a protege with the Women in Business mentorship program. And that was awesome because, you know, they put you with someone, and it was someone I didn't even know. It's Nancy Kennard with National Bank of Arizona.
Love Nancy.
And, you know, at first it was like, I don't even know who this person is, because I knew a lot of people in the Tempe Chamber. Her and I mean, she's amazing. And still to this day, I have a problem, I call Nancy, you know, so that's forever bonded.
Yep.
Right. But it was amazing. And then the next year I actually mentored a lady who worked for the Tempe Chamber at the time, but is no longer with them. But that was, even on that side, fun, but you still learn.
Yes. Have you gone through the mentorship program?
I have not.
And does Tempe Chamber has a leadership program? Do they not?
I don't know.
Tempe Leadership. Is that separate from the chamber?
Tempe Leadership is its own organization too, but I think the chamber supports it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm kind of new at all this.
And that's, I want to do that so much, but it starts in like October.
Which is your personal
season. And it's every Friday.
Yeah.
Very busy season. It's every Friday. So Friday really for fun. People have fun on the weekends, right? So Friday's not a good day for me to leave for a day.
Right. Yeah, getting ready for that birthday party or that school party or carnival.
Right.
And certainly Halloween is a busy time for you. So many questions that I've run through my head. I want to kind of stay on the topic of networking. What are you doing, Susan, right now? Are you still a member of
WSRG? That you came and visited with me for one or two meetings.
And it's so funny, I forgot about this till just this very second.
About a month ago, a couple of the other members
were here. We did. Yeah. Karen was here, who's your incoming president.
She's our current president.
Oh, sorry.
Outgoing president.
Yes. Yeah. And Sean
Pugh
will likely be the next president.
I don't think she has any competition for that position.
So Sean was on, and Karen and... I'm forgetting who the third person was, but it was a wonderful conversation. We gave you a shout out.
Oh, Pamela Burr.
Pamela. Yes. Oh my goodness. The computer lady, my computer lady.
Yeah. Your computer lady.
Your computer lady. Oh my goodness. That was a fun conversation. And having been a guest of yours and then also being a sub for you, it was fun to already kind of know the crew. They were dynamic. It was a great conversation. And Sean came to us the same way that Gwen, you did, even though I had met her before. And actually, I referred my son to her right after hearing her speak at WSRG. Dan, our studio ambassador, reached out to her on Alignable, and there we were. And when she walked into the studio, I introduced myself. I recognized her. And I said, you probably don't remember me, but we've had an email conversation and a phone conversation about you helping my son. She's an incredible life coach. And once I talked a little bit about the story and why there was a reference, she remembered who I was. So. Yeah, it's really fun. And I think this is an example of why networking is so important, right?
Exactly.
Well, I think in Arizona, at least in the Metro Phoenix area, it's not 6 degrees of separation. It's about 2.5, 2.5. Because everybody, although Gwen always says to me, Karen knows everybody. But I think the only reason why Gwen knows that is because Gwen knows everybody. Yeah, love it. What's in store for Fund Services in the future? What do we have to look forward to? What are there any goals and things that we can help you with as far as business introductions and organizations?
Right now, we're working on just corporate, trying to get the corporations to know that we exist so we can do the employee appreciation parties that...
Of course.
You know, customer appreciation, employee appreciation parties.
And so, casino night, to go back to Stacy's point. Holy cow.
And any of those. And so we have been working since January, just getting a postcard together that we're sending out to go out, and then we'll start to really heavy marketing with that, because I feel like that's the part of the business that we kind of lost during the recession that we really want to bring back, because that's what Fund Services started as. That's who we are.
Yeah. So you're doing well with your school school connections mm-hmm. and organization associations, but we can help you with introductions to corporations.
Yeah, just building our list.
Yeah, yeah. Love that. Okay, well, let's make sure we talk afterwards and help get you in front of those folks. Very good. And Susan, how about for you? What's coming up in your future with the work that you do with your clients?
Just trying to be more visible, working on being more intentional with my website and making things happen there. My plan is to get a blog post going on a fairly regular basis. It's been rather haphazard of late, but that's my plan.
Just heard it here, folks.
Yes. Yeah. It's on the air. I put it out there.
And you're a great speaker. So are you looking for speaking opportunities for organizations and associations? I would imagine schools and really, as we said earlier, you can really customize your approach with people because it really is around education, around health and wellness.
Right. And I have a program for, you know, like preschoolers, kindergartners, all the way up to high school and college age, and obviously adults. So.
Okay, very good. And I can imagine a lunch and learn in mm-hmm. a company would be a great opportunity too for folks, right? They don't have to leave campus. You can judge their food. No, just kidding.
Although we could start there.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't want that. I say that obviously jokingly. Okay, good. So, and Stacey, tell us a little bit about, you mentioned obviously the webinars coming up.
Absolutely.
Anything else that we want to make sure we mention?
I think for us, we're in the place right now, just expanding our footprint. We're looking for those fellow influencers. So other individuals, like you mentioned earlier, that have the same passion for financial literacy. Because we think if we can collaborate those efforts, obviously now we're going to the public and letting them know that, again, there's resources out there that you may not have thought of, and you don't have to go at it alone. So we're really looking to partner with those fellow influencers, whether it's someone in, you know, even in the athletic field. We just had Arizona Hotshots out here. So maybe someone that has a you know, passion for it or really want to turn over a new legacy. You mentioned as parents that you're limited with the information you can give. Well, what happens when this information is being shared to the masses in a manner that they can understand, apprehend, and now take and change the course of their lives and children's lives?
We owe that to each other, don't we? As business owners and really community members, that's what we love so much here about Business Radio X, is that we want to lift everybody up. And you spoke to it just a second ago. It's around collaborating with other like-minded business owners. You mentioned the word influencers, right? So even though someone might see it through the lens of competition, that's the neat thing about networking groups. There's enough room for all of us.
Absolutely.
And if we can look at how can we be better together,
right,
we're golden.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Very good. I would love for each of you to share, if you would, please, for our listeners, where we can get a hold of you, your website, if there's a brick and mortar business, which I know there's a couple of them, what your address, where we can find you. And then are you on social media? And if so, where? Stacey, would you kick it off for us?
Sure. The easiest way to get access to us would be at our website, www.azclg.com. And our brick and mortar is located right off of Baseline and Rural at 700 East Baseline Road, Suite C3 in Tempe. And our office number is 480-907-6088.
And you personally are on LinkedIn. And I know you mentioned that you guys are also on Instagram and Facebook as well.
Yep. And you can find us for Arizona Credit Law Group for both of those, both Facebook and Instagram.
Very good. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
How about you, Gwen?
So our brick and mortar building is at 1938 East Broadway Road here in Tempe. So between McClintock and the 101 on the north side of Broadway. Our website is azfunparty.com. And then on Facebook, it's Arizona Fund Services. And I believe that's Instagram as well. And then our phone number is 480-967-7129.
Awesome. So if we have an event or a party or even just an idea that we're kind of throwing around our brain, like Stacey mentioned, when they got ready to do their launch, can we just give you a call and somebody can help us kind of brainstorm through some of that, and you can at least let us know what products or services you might have to make this a fun event?
Absolutely. We can walk you through that. Kind of, what do you want to do? Like, what are you trying to accomplish? Or you can also go to our website and just start throwing stuff into the quote machine, and mm-hmm. it'll send emails to us. And then we can get back to you
the
and help you through
machine.
It.
The quote machine. I like that. But then it helps me budget. It helps me get a feel for what you have available.
Right. Because there's packages, and we can, like, So we have packages listed, but we can customize those too for your needs. So, you know, but then they kind of give you like, this is what you can get for this much money, so on and so forth. Or we can customize the whole thing for you. And we can bring anybody in for you. So if we don't do something, like if you're having a company picnic and you don't do something and you want a caterer and it's not something we do, we have caterers we work with that we'll bring in.
To Susan's point earlier, these unlikely power partners who really become referral partners and people that you can introduce us to. I love that. And if you haven't been to Fun Services yet, it's a must take trip. It's really a cool and clearly fun place.
Fun.
The wig area alone is fascinating.
And we will give you a tour if you ask.
Yeah.
And then there's a prize room in the back, which everybody's like, can we see your secret room? Which it's not really secret. We just kind of outgrew the main showroom with the prizes. So we put them on the side
like,
of the wall.
I like the term secret room.
Secret. It's
like the secret menu or something at Starbucks or one of those places.
Right.
So it's okay to have a secret place. I love it. Well, thank you again for being here and for bringing along these amazing power partners.
Yes.
Susan, how about you? Where do we find you?
LiveWellWithSusan.com for the website. You can find me at Live Well with Susan on Facebook, Instagram, and under Susan Worley on LinkedIn. I think that's all of them.
And be watching for these fun.
Yes, look for the blogs.
The blogs. I was going to say vlogs, but we'll just start with blogs, right?
Yeah.
I even have a hard time with that. As much as I am behind the microphone, I just squirm every time I have to do a video.
But you do so good. Wow.
Ooh, I just have.
You look so good.
You're so sweet. I have a hard time doing it, though, because it's much easier with no camera in front of us. I can do this all day long. But the second that camera, you know, and the red light goes on, I'm like, oh.
So you feel my pain.
I feel your pain,
and
right?
And your mouth gets dry.
Exactly. Yes. But with a blog, you know, an article, I do writing as often as I can. And I could just, you know, I could take 3 days if I needed to and edit it and change it and reread it and do all that. So I'm looking forward to connecting you. Make sure you tag me if you could. I mean, just as a, you know, as a comment, or send it to me so I know that you're out there.
Okay.
And I'll be sure to share, shout it out and share it.
Okay. Do we have a second for me to share what happened at conference?
Yes, please. Tell us your story about conference recently.
So last week, the Juice Plus conference was in Sacramento, California. And Shannon Miller was one of our guest speakers, the gymnast from the 92 and 96 Olympics, the most decorated gymnast in U.S. history. She had been using Juice Plus when she was competing in her teens and early 20s, and then got away from it. Several years ago, about 10 years ago now, I think, she had her son and then found out she had ovarian cancer shortly thereafter. And she went to see her doctor to figure out what she could do about this fatigue that she had. And he had a Juice Plus display in his office. And she's like, oh, I know that stuff. So she's been back on it ever since.
That is amazing. Great success story, and certainly relatable to both your situation and mine. Hands down, it makes a difference. And when Susan will see maybe that one of us is sick at home and we're putting it out there on social media or something, she'll always comment, double up on your Juice Plus.
Oh, yeah. Haven't been taking it. Maybe that's a good idea. Yeah.
But I love that, because that's that. You're not only my Juice Plus rep, obviously a dear friend, but also holding me accountable to making sure that I stay in health and well-being. And that's really important. So we talked about my daughter getting ready to move to Brooklyn in the summer for her first like real corporate job. And we already know that she's bringing her Juice Plus. And
remind me, I'll change your address on her.
Yes, because otherwise it'll come to my house. But yeah, we'll get that changed. And you're always so great about making sure that she has what she needs as well. This has been fun. I hope you had a good time being on air with us.
Oh, absolutely.
It was great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen. You're welcome. Come back again. And one of these days we might get the leaders on Tempe Chamber to come on with us too.
I can talk them into that.
See if you can finagle that. And then I think too, we want to have a segment on Arizona Law Group. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Yes. Bring your partner and the folks who own the company, and we'll do another segment as well.
Sounds great.
Yeah. And I would love to your point earlier, make some of those introductions with the other folks in our community who are really advocating for financial literacy, K-12 and obviously beyond those of us adults who could still use that nudge and that encouragement as well as the education.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from within the Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki. Thanks for listening.